if someone asked you, are there any apples left, and there weren't, you might, and you wanted to say there wasn't even one left, you might say, no, there's
not any.
If you ask someone if he had done something wrong, he might say, no, he, how would he tell you he hadn't done anything wrong? He's just thinking of using the word wrong in it.
He hasn't done anything wrong?
Okay. Oh, if someone broke your rake and he apologized to you, you might say, oh, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
And if someone asks you, did he give you any? You might say, no, he didn't give me
any.
This is, I want you to think about giving me something now that will give me the sense of probably. Now, let me read it and then see if you follow, because I think this is a difficult thing for me to get across. If you're trying to say, that boy is spoiled, and when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. And instead of saying he'll probably have his trouble, you might use a term on the end of the sentence. You'd say, that boy is spoiled, and when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. And think of anything that you might put on the end of it.
You mean probably?
In the sense of probably. Would you use probably, you think? On
well,
the end of the sentence?
I don't know. Usually, when I talk like that, refer to someone like that, I expect to be no good or real devilish. I wouldn't say probably. I'd just go ahead and say he's going to be no good and so forth.
Would you ever, then let me suggest something and you tell me if you've heard it used or if you'd use it. Would you ever say he'll have his trouble like as not or apt as not or something like that?
Well, yes, I hear that some. Like I say, I hardly ever use apt.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say apt is not? Or would you say like is not? Or neither one?
I'd be more likely to say like is not, I guess.
Okay.
But as I say, I don't use them much anyway.
Oh, you rearrange. Okay. What do you call the trenches that are cut by a plow?
The what?
The trenches, the little
furrow.
If you had more, you're talking about more than one, you'd say.
Furrows.
What do you speak of when you're getting rid of the trees and brush on land, getting it ready to plant? You might say, thinking of that we already did it in the past. We did something to the land.
We cleared.
Are there any synonyms that are used for that that you think of?
I don't think of any.
All right. If you're thinking of raising wheat, you might say, in referring to how much you raised, we raised a big something of wheat.
Crop.
Is there a term?